It's fine.
Yeah, I said particularly.
Yeah, okay. Thank you very much.
Doctor, I didn't want to disturb you. You
yes.
were learning.
Yes, indeed.
Chas v'shalom to be a guy in Bittul Taira. My voice is a little, getting stronger every day, a little bit. Still not back to where it's supposed to be. But in Mirz Hashem, it'll get there one day. Mirz Hashem. If I were a truth sayer, I would say, if I say Mirz Hashem, it'll get there, it'll automatically get there. But unfortunately, I'm not on that much train. So,
really, really, really super. Sounds very good.
And I wasn't hoarse then. I got hoarse the day afterwards.
The after?
Yeah. On the way home. I lost my voice somewhere in Pennsylvania.
Everyone,
you go find it. Too.
Everyone's asking me who this is. They all, the beautiful voice he has.
Yeah, that's for sure, they didn't say. I've been complimented about a lot of things, but not about my voice. Okay, we are on Yud Aleph Amud Beis. And to recount where we're up to, because we're in the middle of something, the Mishnah said that a Yeshevas Adam Tayar does not have to do Bedinka. The Gemara understood that to mean that she has no reason to do Bedinka. A woman that gives birth, let's say to a girl, will stick to a girl, has no reason to do Bedinka on day 14, because even if she's Tameh, on day 15 she'll become Tar, regardless if she stops seeing or not. That's how we understood the Mishnah. So why check? Check is the purpose to find out if she had bleeds or not, which has a practical effect of whether she touches the Taurus, his tummy, or tar. But a woman that's getting just had birth, she's tummy, the girl, she's tummy for 14 days, on day 15 she's tar. So who cares if she's seeing blood? 14 she's tummy, 15 she's tar. Why bother checking? That's what we understood the Mishnah to say. But that makes sense if you understand like Rav. Rav says that the woman has one source of blood, and during the first 14 days of birth, that blood is tameh, and then automatically, the night of 15, that same blood turns to her. No change, just days. There is HaKasuv, that from day 14 to day 15, the blood goes from tameh to tahar. So there's no reason to check. She can be bleeding on 14, continue into 15, and she's tahar now. She goes to the mikvah, and she's at full yayim. She can do kulin, she's tar, even though she's bleeding. So then there's no reason to check on 14. Who cares? Who cares if she's seeing blood or not? That same blood's going to become tar tonight anyway. So why would she have, why in the world, that's why should she check? But if you learn like Levi, he learns that the blood does not turn tar on the night of the 15th. It has to stop first after 14. And it stops after 14, then if she starts seeing again, it's a new source of blood, and that is tahar. That's what Levi holds. So there's a big reason to check on day 14. We have to know if she stopped. If she didn't stop, then she's not tahar the next night.
Therefore, she is part of a nidah still.
What? There's no nidah. It's leda. There's no.
That's part of leda.
If she, well, I understand.
The question is, does she have,
the Mishnah says, again, the Mishnah says she does not have to check, and the Gemara understands that to mean she doesn't have to check on day 14.
Doesn't the Yemei Tahar?
We're not at the Yemei Tahar yet.
What are we at?
The first 14 days after a girl, she's coming. Let me get it again. A woman that gives birth.
I understand, but what does it say? She
doesn't
have to check the Yemei
Tumah. Yeshevas Yemei Tahar. The Gemara understands that to mean the end of her tumah as she enters Yemei Tayar. That's how the Gemara understood it. Would I have understood it that way? No.
Right.
But the Gemara understands Yeshevas Yemei Tayar means the end of the days of tumah as she enters the days of Tara. So the Gemara is understanding that she doesn't have to check on day 14. because it makes no difference. And the Gemara's problem is that according to Levi, who says that the blood has to stop, she does have to check on day 14 to make sure the blood stops, because if not, she's not tahor tonight. That's the Gemara's question. So the Gemara answered that Yeshevas Hayimei Tahor does not mean that she doesn't have to check during 14. It means that from 15 and on, she doesn't have to check, because it doesn't make a difference if she sees dam or not. It's all tahor. So Yeshevas Hayimei Tahor means during the 66 days of Tara of that a woman has after birth of a girl. That's what it means. Not before. Before she does have to check according to Levi. But during those 66 days, why bother checking? Even if she sees blood, she's tahor.
She checked on the 14th.
Because she checked on the 14th. That's where we ended up yesterday. So that was the second teretz. The first teretz is going like Beis Shammai, who agrees to Rav according to Levi. Levi says that Beis Shammai holds like Rav, that it switches to Tara right away. So we're going to start again from the fourth line on the top of Yud Aleph Amud Beis. Does it say she's going to sit, meaning she's still in the 14? She's looking to sit Tayar? Yoshevis Ktani, she's already in the Amei Tayar. Frag the Gemara, there's a problem. Iyo Yoshevis, my Lememra. There's no Kiddush in that. What would be the Kiddush that a woman during the 66 days doesn't have to check herself? It's obvious. There's no purpose to it. The Mishnah has to be telling us some kind of a Kiddush. What's the Kiddush? And for the Gemara. Ma'ir Yeshevetz Ma'ir Lememra. And for the Gemara, Ma'ud the Tema Tivdaik, the Dilma Kavala Vest. Gamash Malan, the Mayan Tar, the Mayan Tamil Loy Kavala. Meaning like this. Let's say a woman saw day 20 during the Yemei Tayar. In her 66 days, she had Dama day 20. It doesn't make a difference. She's going to be Tar anyway. Then on day 50, she started bleeding again. Meaning she didn't bleed constantly. She bled at the beginning, then she stopped at day 14. Day 20, she started bleeding again. It doesn't affect her Tara or Tuma. She's in Yemei Tayar. She's Tar. Then 30 days later, she starts bleeding again. So now she's established a vest of 30 days, two times, 20 and 50. Now she reaches day 80, and she sees again. She has a vest kavua. She's during her days of Tara, and she sees them in consecutive months on the same day. This can only happen by a Yeledes Nekeva, because the Yeledes Zachar would never get 30 days in between, because it's the whole May Tara is only 33 days. We're talking about a woman establishing a pattern over months. That can only happen when there's months to deal with. But the bottom line is she now has a vest kavua? And the Mishnah is telling you no, because if that were true, then she has to check. You may try her to see if she's starting to bleed again, so she can keep it in mind in case she establishes a pattern. The answer is, don't bother, because you're not going to establish a pattern anyway, because this is different blood. This is Yemei, this is Mayan Tahar, this is a different source of blood. Mayan Tameh is a different source of blood. You can't establish a vest from Tar blood to Tameh blood, because it's a different blood. Right? Remember Levi says that it's two separate sources? So if she's going to be Kaveya a set time, it can't be Tar blood, so why bother checking? So the Havamina would be, she should check to see, am I starting to bleed, to keep it in mind, because I'm establishing now a pattern. Right? If I see on day 15, okay, now I have to keep that in mind, because the next time I see, I have an interval. And the next time I see, I might be doing that same interval. And I would have to keep that in mind. So therefore, the Chiddush of the Mishnah is, she doesn't have to bother checking. Because you don't establish a pattern when you're in the days of Tara, 4 days of Tumah. It won't make a difference. There's no pattern established. It's not a blood of Nida. It's not a blood that makes a difference. Therefore, there's no pattern established. Let's read it inside. Mao de Te Mativdai, she should check. The Dilma Kavala Vest. Because perhaps she's establishing a pattern. So she has to check during the days of Tayar. Not because it's going to make a difference now, she's Tar anyway, but because she might be establishing a pattern of when she sees intervals.
Why can't it apply to a boy? The first one is during that period.
Rashi's going to tell us. So I tell you what, Rashi will tell us better. Kvash Milan, the Mayan Tar, the Mayan Tame Loi Kava. If from Tar to Tame, you don't establish. Rashi. Zok Rashi, Nilma Kava Lo Vest, the second line from the top. During the 80 days of Nekeba, Gimel Rias, the Esrim, Liesrim. Three periods, 20 days apart. Reb Shimon Gamliel, you need three to establish a vest. Well, the Rebbe Beis Rias, Mishleishim, Lishleishim. Between the Rebbe, you can have greater periods in between, 30 to 30. So, Shiyichlu, you may tayar, have a lay vest, Liesrim. According to Reb Shimon Gamliel, it'll be a 20-day vest, right? She has 66 days of Tara. She sees. 20 days later, she sees. 20 days later, she sees. And 20 days later, she sees. Three times during the Yemei Tara. According to Rebbe, you don't need three times. So she sees 30 and 30. She's still within the 66 days of Tara. Right. Now, this can't happen by a Zohar. Because how much are the intervals going to be? There's only 33 days to play around with. How do you get three rias into 33 days? You can't have a vest of less than 18. Remember that, because 7 and 11.
If you get a vest of 30, you can't get three there either.
That's not true. Going to Rebbe, you can. Going to Reb Shimon Gamliel, you would need 20. You're right. But it's possible. Whereas in 33 days, you can't do it because you can't have a vest of less than 19. So once you have 19, you only have 14 days left. Frag the Gemara, Hanichah Levi. That makes sense that according to Levi, you can't have a vest. That is a chiddush, that you can't establish a vest during those 66 days. According to Rav, who says it's the same blood, so why can't she establish a vest? The same blood. It opens up and closes. It's the same blood. Why can't she establish a time? It's not a different source of blood. This makes sense according to Levi. Two separate sources. Source A can't reflect on source B. But if it's one source, why can't it reflect? Tilma kavim tilpnik, tilma kavim lo vest. Even though you're right that it's the same source, but the bottom line is, it's days of Tara. The body functions differently. And whatever pattern she establishes now is meaningless because she's in a day where the body is functioning under Tara, not under Tuma. It's a different function of the body, and therefore you can't establish patterns that will go further than you made Tara. No Rashi. Yes, Doctor. Take back 20, 50, 80. Take back. Okay, you can do that. 20, 50, 80. I meant after birth. I didn't mean after Tara. Yes. 20, 50, 80.
For the people who hold like Rob, this single source. What happens on day 79 if the woman
sleep? I mentioned this yesterday. I should have repeated it today. According to Rob, the woman who sees on day 80, which is still the days of Tara,
right,
and then bleeds into 81, turns Tame. Because just like when she went from 14 to 15, the same source of blood turned Tar. When she goes from 80 to 81, it goes Tar, Tame. According to Levi, it'd be the exact opposite. When she goes to 14 to 15, she remains Tame unless she stops bleeding and then starts again. When she goes to 80 to 81, she remains Tahar unless she stops bleeding and starts again. If you're going to Levi, there's different sources. The source has to stop in order for the other source to kick in. Going to the Rav, it's the same blood. It's there, it's a custom that makes the Tahar and Tamei, and therefore it changes automatically.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. We all get to review the starting point. That's real.
What?
That's real.
Next Sunday is Truma. I don't know what you mean.
I'm sorry. You're right. I'm wrong.
I mean, you're way ahead. Tazria is in Brig Ikra after Pesach. We got a long way to go through Tazria.
What?
Again, this is what Levy says. You know, medically, I am not going to answer this. I don't know. The doctor might tell you. He might not tell you. I don't know. All I know is that the Gemara has a machlokes. Rav says it's the same blood, and Levy says it comes from a different source. What it means exactly, I don't know. I don't know. Yes?
If you want to assign a physiological, in terms of known physiology, to it, the blood postpartum comes from injury to the wall of the uterus and the separation of the placenta from the wall of the uterus. The bleeding of a menstrual period comes from the degradation of the uterine lining, which was created over the course of the menstrual.
Okay. The doctor can give you a share later on, and then I'll be fine. Okay. It doesn't answer the question, but I'm not going to get involved in that too.
No, that was my answer. I did not say that was the answer.
Okay. Dr. Gabbai, Vaitam, Shamesh, Vaitam. A woman that keeps Tyrus, we're going to learn about that now. She, when she lives with her husband, checks herself, Shamesh, Vaitam.
Oh, we'll
see that. For example, this is all coming up right now. Tanan Hasa. Now, we learned a Mishnah later on. Tinaikis Shaloi Gias Manalirais. An 11-year-old girl, never saw a period, gets married. Vinicius. Bishame Ibim Nicen Lahar Balelis. Now, let me explain this. Biblically speaking, Dam Psulim, which comes from a man breaking through the woman's English, it's called hymen. In the Gemara language, it's called Psulim. Blood that's there blocking a man's entry is not Dam Nidus. It's not. It's a blood from a wound caused when he breaks through that piece of membrane of her body. This is how the Rebbeinu Shem created women. He made them have psulim, and again, I mentioned before that older girls lose their psulim along the way without even realizing it. But what the Rebbeinu Shem created is a woman has dam psulim, that is, when a man breaks through it in his first relationship with his wife, he wounds her, and she bleeds from that wound. That's not dam nidus. But we have a problem, and that is we never can tell whether it's dam wound or dam nidus. Now, he lives with her on Wednesday night. She's bleeding, okay? Dam psulim. He lives with her again on Thursday night. She's still bleeding. He lives with her again on Friday night. She's still bleeding. He lives with her again on Mitzvah Shabbos. She's still bleeding. He lives with her on Sunday night. She's still bleeding. When does this end? At what point do we say, hold, maybe she's seeing a period? We don't know. So Terence says, for different stages of life, Chazal gave different amounts of days or times that you can assume that it's not a period. And after that, you have to treat it like a period. Because they don't know. We don't know. We know that a woman bleeds from a wound, but we don't know how long that bleeding lasts. Every woman is different. Some women it takes a while to heal. And every time a man enters, he's aggravating it, he's irritating it, and here it goes again, it starts bleeding again. So this is the issue of dam psulim. So how long do we give a woman after marriage that we say she's not a nida? Now today it's not nigeya. We consider dam psulim, suffic dam nida, we make a woman Anita right after Dam Sula. That's the way we do it today. But that's today. That's halacha
levaisa. But there's no Dam Sula.
What?
But there's no Dam Sula.
If there's no Dam Sula, so we say the first complete bia, the first total bia, we say maybe there was a piece of drop of blood that the Shikha Zara covered, and we answer her. But it has to be a complete bia. I'm not going to get involved now in the local lemaisa, but this is a very common shaila that comes up. The chassan lives with his wife. There is no dam. He calls the rabbi the next morning, and he says, am I usher to my wife or not? And the rabbi will ask him, how far did you penetrate? Did you penetrate completely? Did you penetrate part? So each rab will paskin differently, but the basic halacha is that unless he penetrated completely, we consider her, he's still not usher to her. So he first complete penetration will answer her whether she has dam or not. Or if she has dam before a complete penetration, she becomes answer to him too. And now it could happen, again, this is all theoretical. Every woman is different. that a woman can have Zam the first time they live together, then she becomes Aser. Then 4 weeks later, he lives with her again, and she's still bleeding because he never cut through the whole Basulim. Because not every time does the whole Dam Basulim come out right away. Sometimes the hymen doesn't tear completely. So this can go on. Again, every woman is different, every person is different, so we don't, you know, every situation is dealt with subjectively. But in the time of Chazal, they treated Dam Basulim different than Dam Nida, and the question was, for how long?
We're talking about now colors,
shades? We didn't get to any shades. We didn't talk any, I'm reading the Gemara. I guess, well, that's why we're looking again. We'll get to there when we get to there. Dr. Gemara Taran Hassam. Tonight is like years mana lirite. An 11-year-old girl, Benissus. We give her 4 nights. We assume that the wound heals after 4 nights. If she sees 5th to 5th night, it's Dam Nida. It's not Dam Basulim. Not true. We go till it stops bleeding. If he lives with her one time and it didn't bleed, that means it healed. Next time, it's Dam Nidus. Before that, even if it takes 10 nights, she's still bleeding. It's still a wound. That's what Beis Hillel says. Now, this is talking about an 11-year-old girl. Never had a period, and not old enough to have a period. So Beis Shammai is Makel 4 nights, and Beis Hillel is Makel until we know the wound healed.
Even more.
Well, everybody says, okay, I mean, once the wound healed, it healed. Beis Hillel is being Makel up to the time the wound heals, even post 4 nights. I'm sorry? Yes.
So it heals, that means the blood stops.
Exactly. No, the blood stops when he has a relationship. What happens is it irritates the body when he has a relationship. When it stops irritating the body, that means it heals.
How many times do they have a relationship?
Why not? If they're getting married, they can have a relationship 5 times a day. He said, my husband and a wife, they can do whatever they want.
And then, okay.
There's no restriction on how many times a person has a relationship with his wife, unless she's a Nida. It doesn't talk about number of relationships. Notice it talks to Beis Shammai, says 4 nights. It can be 25 relationships in those 4 nights. And Beis Hillel says till it heals, and again, till it stops bleeding. No, it's not. Beis Hillel says even post 4 nights. Beis Shammai is machmer. They're always machmer. I mean, usually they're machmer.
This
is only if she didn't stop every time she had a relationship. And then sees the next day. Here is the girl, had a relationship on Wednesday night, okay? And bled on Thursday. Day. So we say it's still Dam Basulim. Avo. Let's say she had a relationship on Mitzvah Shabbos and didn't see blood during the relationship. And then on Sunday, she sees blood. Or let's say she had a relationship Thursday night, second night of her marriage, and didn't see blood during Tashmish. It's healed. And then the next day, she sees blood. It's in the 4 days. The halacha is Tameya. She's Tameya. So Rav Kittel is saying the 4-day rule is only if she's seeing Dam during relationship. Therefore, the blood that comes during the day when they're not having relationship, we assume the relationship is at night, therefore, the blood that comes is still considered Dam Basulim. Her body is giving out wound blood. But if she has a relationship and she doesn't see Dam, that means the wound is healed. That means the blood that comes the next day is not Dam Basulim. That's what Rav Kittel is saying. Not. It's healed. Dagrashi, Hamaka, for the last wide line, Maka's Be'ila, the wound caused by the relationship. The Kozaman Shiteroya Dam Machmas Tashmish, Dam Basulimu. As long as she's seeing blood because of the relationship, it's still considered Dam Basulim. Loi Sharnu Abesil Koi, it's going on Basil. So Loi Paska Mimaris Dam Machmas Tashmish. She never stopped Nachman's Tashmish. The Chol's Man Shishim Shurasa. Every relationship, she bleeds. Then, Barasa Shalei Nachman's Tashmish. Kleimar. Afilu Chazer Barasa B'yayim. Here's a woman that had a relationship and bled. The next day, she's seeing blood. Without Tashmish. Maslina Le'bedam Sulem. Hayim Nachman's Tashmish Le'paska. She never stopped bleeding during a relationship. Therefore, the blood that comes the next morning or the next afternoon is still a continuation of Dam Sulam. Avo Paska Machmas Tashmish, Shashimser Pamachas Veloy Rasa. She had a relationship and there was no blood. Viachra came Rasa. And then she sees again. Now here is, let's set it up. 5 days into the marriage, he has a relationship with her and no blood. The next night, he has a relationship with her and there is blood. Or the next day, she saw blood without a relationship. That's not Dam Sulam. He went one relationship without blood. That means it's healed. From now on, whatever happens is Dam Didas. By going one relationship without seeing blood, she has established herself as a girl that is healed. And once she's healed, whatever blood that comes, whether during or not during the relationship, it's Dam Didas. She's no longer bleeding from a wound. I can prove it to you. They had a relationship, but she didn't bleed. Bein rasa machmas tashmish, bein rasa shaloi machmas, shaloi rasa machmas tashmish, temeya. It doesn't make a difference now. Daminan, even the shash tashmish paska pamachas, since one time during the relationship she didn't see blood, kvar kalu shapsulim, the glayim adavar, it's basis, shapsulim kalu kvar. That the psulim ended, but zemi makum tamei yared, and it came from a makum tamei.
Maybe it's because he didn't have a full penetration.
Yeah, that is a good question. You're 100% right, and I am happy that somebody asked it because it's been bothering me also. And the answer is, we don't know. You're right, but the fact that there was no blood in a relationship is a red flag. You're right. It could very well be that he didn't have the same kind of penetration. Humans are humans.
So why is she bleeding now?
Maybe that he didn't finish the psula. Maybe your wound is still there. And the reason one relationship did not have blood is because it was lacking the penetration, the strength, whatever else is involved.
And now the third one of the things, he did
penetrate. That's what Abraham said. He's right. But the answer is it's a red flag. And once it's a red flag, we can't assume psula. I think you're right.
Well, red flag, that's good, Rabbi. No one else got it. I don't know why
everyone got it. Okay. Weiter. Right. Dr. Gemara, weiter. Right. Next halacha. Nishtanu mari damim shala temeya.
Last one.
I'm sorry. You're 100% right. Avra laila achas v'loy tashmish. What if he skipped the night? He had no relationship with her. He had a relationship with her Wednesday night, Thursday night, Friday night, Mike Shabbat, Sunday night. Monday night, he didn't have a relationship with her, and she sees Tuesday. The halacha is Temeya. If he goes one night without a relationship, and she sees the next day, we say, it must be Dam Midas. Going the amount of time without a relationship, skipping a night, gives it time to heal. The only reason it hasn't healed is because he's still having relationships with her. But if he skips the night and doesn't have the relationship, we assume it healed. Is there Rashi? No Rashi. Nishtana Mara Gam Shlut. The next day. There was no Tashmish. There's no right afterwards. She went one night below Tashmish.
After the day that they didn't have Tashmish.
Yes. Nishtanu mari damim shalot temeya. What happens if the blood color changes? He was seeing a certain shade of red on Wednesday, on Thursday, and then on Friday, the blood color changes. That's, again, I'm going to use the word again. It tells us red flag. The blood color changes, it means it's nidus. Temeya. That's from Gittel's halacha. So he told us a whole bunch of things. Number one, he said that once she stopped seeing during the relationship, we don't attribute it to Nidus, to Psulim. Number two, if she goes one night without a relationship, again, we don't attribute it to Psulim anymore. And number three is if the blood color changes, we don't attribute it to Pesulim anymore.
That's even like the first 3 days, let's say?
And it doesn't say differently. Masiv Rav Yaina. So Rav Yaina asked the question. The Mishnah said that a girl during the days that her blood is tar has no reason to make a bdika. Girl that gets married, no reason for her to check, because even if she sees blood, it's not Pesulim. That's what the Mishnah said. Why shouldn't she check? Maybe the shade changed. In fact, the Gemara of Dr. Abiyana, Mesula should demand to Hiram, doesn't have to check. Am I? To Shamish Be'edim. Why? Tilman Ishtanu Mari Damim Shalom. We say she doesn't have to check. The Mishnah says a woman that just got married and is seeing Dam Sulam has no reason to check, because even if she bleeds, it'll be fine. That's not true. The shade might have changed. Amar Rava, Dr. Gemara, there's no Amar Rava, Amar Resha. So Rava says, that's a great question. But I'll bring you a proof, a contradiction, you know, the Jewish way of answering a question, that you find a question on the question. You brought me a Mishnah, and the Mishnah says clearly that a woman that just got married doesn't have to check. I'll bring you a Mishnah that says that a woman that's got married does have to check. Where is that Mishnah? The beginning of our Mishnah. It says there are two ladies that don't have to check. Anida and a Yesheva Saddam Tayar. It doesn't say there that a married lady doesn't have to check. You look at our Mishnah on Daf Yud Aleph and Aleph. The Mishnah starts and says, everybody has to check except Anida, Yesheva Saddam Tayar. Doesn't say a word about a woman that's getting married. The next part of the Mishnah says, that when she has a relationship, she has to check, except Yeshevas Adam Tayar. Well, he does not mention she can't have a relationship. And Besula. Why isn't Besula mentioned in the first part of the Mishnah? The Mishnah only mentions Besula in the second part. It says the ones who have to check before a relationship, Yeshevas Adam Tayar and a Besula. They just got married. Why didn't it mention that in the beginning? That every woman has to check twice a day, besides Anida, Yeshevas Adam Tayar, and a Besula. Why isn't she mentioned in the first part of the Mishnah?
Just explain. The first one's talking about people are not actively having relationships.
Again, let's try one more time. The Mishnah says every woman has to check twice a day, morning and evening, besides two ladies, Anida and Yeshevas Adam Tayar. Stop right there. A girl that just got married, does she have to check every morning and night?
Just got married.
I'm asking you a question.
At this point, yes.
Okay, the next line of the Mishnah. Every woman that has a relationship with her husband has to check herself before the relationship, except a Yeshevas Adam Tayar and a girl that just got married. Now, why is she mentioned in the second half, not mentioned in the first half?
The first one's only talking about women that are not actively participating in relationships.
So let's see what the Gemara has to say. The Gemara asks, this is a contradiction. Eimer Reisha, Chutzman Anida, by Yeshevas Adam Tayar, who do I buy Bedika? Ava Besula Shedemat Tayarim, ni buy Bedika. Alakashin Adodi, the Mishnah contradicts itself. And the answer is, Kansha Shimsha, the Eimer Shabbos Achron, a woman that is having relationships doesn't have to check herself if she got married now, because the change of color doesn't make a difference. Because after Tashmish, the color changes because of the mixture of the Zera and the blood. Whereas a woman that didn't have a relationship, the color change is very pertinent. So therefore, the beginning of the Mishnah is talking about women that didn't have relationships. They just got married, but they didn't have a relationship last night. So she has to check herself in the morning. Maybe there's a change of color, even though she just got married. The second part of the Mishnah talks about
she just got married.
Again, the second night, the third night. She didn't have a relationship with her husband. They skipped the night. The next morning, she has to check herself. Why is she checking? She's Dam Sulam, because maybe the color changed. So therefore, she has to check herself morning and evening. Whereas the woman that had a relationship, every other woman has to check herself post-relationship, She doesn't, because even if the color changed, it changed because they just had a relationship. So the color change is meaningless. So what we're answering is, the color can change, and that means needless, only when it doesn't come with a relationship. The minute it changed because during right after a relationship, it's changed because you just had a relationship. Therefore, the color change is meaningless. So the first part of the Mishnah, saying check in the morning, check in the evening, they didn't have a relationship, so she has to check. I might be Dam Sulam, but the color might have changed. Whereas the second part of the Mishnah is talking about she just had a relationship. So what's she going to change for? Maybe the color change? It doesn't make a difference. Because the tashmish, the relationship, will change the color of the blood. Let me read it inside. Shamish Akhra means that, literally means that the male organ thickened the blood or changed the color of the blood. Discolored it. Tanshalon Shimsha. Tanya Nami Hachi. We bring the Braitha, that's like Rav Gittel. When we say that it's Dam Sulim, she always sees in relationship. Barasa Shalai Machmas Tashmish. Have a Paska Machmas Tashmish. This is a riot to what Rav Gittel said, not to what we just said. But if she stops because of Tashmish Barasa, Tameya. The next day she's Tamei. But she didn't have a relationship the night, because she didn't see during a relationship. Have a Laila Achazloi Tashmish Barasa Tameya. One night without Tashmis, the next day she's Tameh. Nishtanu Mari Damim Shalat Tameh. Meaning we're just repeating what Rav Gittel said. We have a bright that it says it. So it ends up being that a woman who just had a relationship, there's no reason to check. The change of color meaningless. A woman that didn't just have a relationship, then the change of color makes a difference. The next day, she checks a different color. So meaning the change of color caused by relationship is an immediate change of color, not a long-term change of color. Because the next day, the fact that she had a relationship the night before, if the color changes, she's tummy anyway. It only changes it for the immediate time after the relationship. Zakrashi. Tishamish Be'edim. Echad Lufnei Tashmish Be'echad Lufnei Echad Tashmish. She checks twice. Kansha Shimsha. Hadit Tani She'edim Hashemeshes Be'edim. From the Shimsha Akshav, she doesn't have to check herself because she just had a relationship. The Inami Chazi Lacher Tashmish, even if she sees after Tashmish, Vinishtanu Mari Adam, and she sees it's a different shade, to Hiran. Why? The Amer Kanch, the Amer Shamish Akhran, Aver HaTashmish, the organ of Tashmish messed up the color. I don't know exactly how, I would have said the semen does, but Rashi seems to say the male organ makes a difference in the color. Kansheloy Shimsha, Hadam and Ishtanu Mahwish Dam Shalatameya, Shaloy Shimsha Ayoim. She didn't have Tashmish today. Elbataris Haska, Samuklubadika. She just had, she worked with Taris. Hikaklinian Taris, Shakras Varvis Vaibadika. Now Rashi has Akasha, so how about before the relationship? If the only reason she's not checking is because the relationship messed up the color before the relationship, because Kivan the La'achar Tashmish Loiboy Bedika, Lifnei Tashmish Namelah Asachur Rabbah. This is going to be tomorrow later. That really the main Bedika we want is after Tashmish. Once we make a woman do it before, after we do it before. If we don't make this woman do it after, we don't make her do it before too. Because, come on, call the Baila Loiboy Bedika. Really, we don't check a woman before she has a relationship with her husband. We only check because of Taurus. So when are we worried about that? After the relationship. Did the relationship cause bleeding? But a woman that we're not checking after, there's no reason to check before. El amigo de boy bedika lacha tashmish la Taurus. Since we make her check afterwards for Taurus, boy nami bedika lufnei tashmish la baila. V'hocha lek amigo. Let me explain this. The Gemara is going to say later that really a woman that doesn't do Taurus has no reason to check herself at all. Not every morning, not every evening, not every time she has a relationship with her husband. What are we worried about? She's a woman that's tahira. She has a chazaka that she's not a nida. It's not her day of best. Why are we making her check? Like in 2026, we don't make women do bedikas on a constant basis. We don't do it at all. They do when they have to check. They check. But in the days when they did Taras, Chazal required checking every morning, every evening, and after Tashmish, because sometimes Tashmish can bring blood. It's a major problem if it does. I'm not talking about a freshly married woman. I'm talking about a woman that's married for a while. Tashmish can bring blood. So they said, check after Tashmish. Once we're making the woman check after Tashmish, we said, you know what? Let her check before Tashmish also. If she wouldn't have to check after, we wouldn't make her check before. But once we threw in the check after, said check before also. So this woman who doesn't have to check after, because over here, this freshly married woman, we say that the Tashmish changed the color, so there's no reason to check before. The before was only an afterthought because she's checking after. If there's no after, there's no before. So therefore, this girl that just got married, she doesn't have to check herself after Tashmish because the Tashmish messed up the color of the blood. What do you want her to do? Check herself before Tashmish. She doesn't have to, because before comes after, because of after. Lishnach, we not just want to finish the Rashi. Kansha Shimsha, okay, we'll see that other Rashi later, yes.
This is a naive question. Man never has to check himself.
Not true. We are going to get, of course, he has to check himself. After Tashmish, we had a Rashi that said in the Mishnah that he has to check himself because he might have blood in his organ. Yes.
I still can't tell you why, but I know that the Rashi sort of has to say that it's the presence of the shaft rather than himself, in that he specifies in Yisro prior on the 3-day wait before giving of the Torah that the women can leak out for 3 days or 2 days. They can leak semen.
So therefore,
semen is still present in the vaginal vault.
Meaning, I heard you saying, so maybe the Nishtana Mara has to be with something immediate.
Now, you can also say that the semen is present. It does not change the color after 12 hours.
You know, it'll be a guessing game, and I don't like to guess.
Rashi's
Rashi was translating the word of the Gemara, Shamash Achron.
Yeah.
The Gemara didn't say Zera Achron. The Gemara said Shamash Achron. Shamash refers to the organ.
Maybe the Rashi and Chumash comes from
this. No, Rashi and Chumash comes from Gemara and Shabbos. So it doesn't come from here. But that's not the point. But here the Gemara uses the term Shamash Achron, not Zera Achron.
So everything agrees with each other.
Right. Okay. Now, Lishna Achrina learns a different shot in the Gemara. It says that once he had a relationship with her, she doesn't even have to check after morning and evening either. It's not an immediate change. It's once she had a relationship, therefore she doesn't need any bedika, period. Till it heals. And the only time she needs a bedika in the morning and the evening is she never had a relationship with her husband. So Rashi, Lishna Achrina, Kansha Shimsha La'acha Tashmish Rishon, Loi Boi Bedika. Sorry, if she had a second Tashmish, she had two. One relationship and then a second relationship. She doesn't need Bedika for the Shachos V'Arvis. Lafil Nishtano. Even if the next day it changes, Eimah Shabbos Achron. The relationship can change it even far down after the relationship, even 12 hours later. While the Tani Nishtano Tumeyim, she only had one relationship. Meaning, basically, what Rashi is saying is, according to the second Lashon, one relationship doesn't change the color. A multiple relationship changes the color. The first relationship with the woman won't change her color blood. Once she has a second relationship, then this woman's color blood is changed. What? Nishtano means change. L'achar means after. What do you have with the word? The achar? Achra means discolored. It makes change in the blood. It doesn't mean change. It means thickens, whatever. The word achra usually means thickens. I'm not sure what here it means. It messes up the color.
Ruins.
Ruins, fine. Good. I don't get it. Why is two tashmishes different than one tashmish? If she didn't have a second relationship anyway, it's Tamei. Because then she went one night without Tashmish. I don't get it. You want to tell me one Tashmish doesn't rule the color, a second Tashmish does. So as soon as once you went one night without Tashmish anyway, everything is Tameh. So what do we need this not change of color because it was only one Tashmish? Who cares? She went one night without Tashmish. So therefore Rashi liked the first shot. The Tashmish messes up the color, but only in an immediate way, not in a long term, not in a long time, not over a period of time.
It changes color. What?
What?
Just the first time?
Well, Rashi in the second shot wants to say the first time a woman lives with a man doesn't change the color. The second time she lives with the man, it changes the color of the blood long term, meaning keep on going. But Rashi doesn't get it. Because if you didn't have a second relationship anyway, Dom Nidus, we said that.
Don't
no. This would be by every girl, but we were going on the part of Tanakh Sleeves, just how many days we give her. Because older girls get less days. For instance, a 12-year-old girl that never had a period, Meshamai says, gets one night, not one relationship. Can have multiple relationships the same night, and Meshul says, get 4 nights. A girl that had a period already, Meshamai says, one relationship, and Meshul says, 1 night. So in each stage, there's a Machlokes Meshamai Meshul, with Meshamai being Machmer and Meshul being Mekel. We're concentrating on this because this gives us more days, so therefore we're talking. And Meshul gives her 1 night, so we don't have to talk about what happens the next day. It's not Negeya. So that's why we're talking about the girl who has longer time. So we picked the youngest girl who Meshul gave a much longer time. Stop here. Meshul will continue tomorrow. I hope to have the test tomorrow.